And the background music of Larry Rezavian is out of tone checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of the Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 478 in that continuing series. As our theme wraps up, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi. We're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 74 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in and say good morning to Ann Morris. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. How are you today?
We are doing great, and
that's good.
Beautiful day in central Minnesota, 74 degrees, and they say it's going to get warm, but sun is in and out of the clouds, so far it's a nice day. What's it like in New Ulm?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful outside. The temperature is warm. There's a little bit of a breeze. The birds are singing. Everything is beautiful here.
And the leaves are turning, I'll bet.
They are. Yes, they are.
Such a great time of the year, and especially in New Ulm, because you have the Oktoberfest coming up, huh?
Yes, we do. Next weekend, and then also the following weekend.
Uh-huh. And we've partaken in that the last couple of years, and just a fun time to come to New Ulm. We'll get to that in more in just a little bit. But right now, for folks that don't know who you are, you're Ann Morris, and you're the daughter of Don and
Bernice.
Morris. Yeah, Morris. And your dad, Don Morris, had the Jolly Germans band back in the days, huh?
Did.
Yes, and you're very proud to claim that. I mean, they were such a popular band back in the days, and well, there were so many bands from New Ulm, so it was quite a feather in your hat to be known as one of the New Ulm bands, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, I always love to talk about this subject because it brings back so many wonderful memories for me that go back to my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a little girl in 1958 when my dad started the band.
Okay.
And he started out with his idea was to just have two or three musicians, and they would just play locally in New Ulm. And their music was so good that the demand for their music kept going up and up, and they would travel all over Minnesota, including up in your area, and sometimes in South Dakota, Iowa. One time they went to La Crosse, Wisconsin for their Oktoberfest. So they became very successful. You know, I know for some people that That's a long time ago when you say 1958.
Uh-huh.
but for me, it was like yesterday.
Oh, that's neat. Now, do you have more siblings?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Do you have more siblings? Were there more children born to Don and Bernice?
Yes. I have two older brothers, and I always like to talk with my oldest brother because he has more memories of my dad's band, of New Ulm's Polka Fest.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that always makes me happy to talk about that, too.
Sure.
My dad was a very talented musician. He grew up playing the accordion, and he taught himself how to play trumpet, clarinet, saxophone, and keyboard.
Wow, that is incredible. When did your dad pass away?
Let's see now. That was 2013. It was 1 year after my mom died.
Oh, okay. So not really that long ago. I mean, it's 10 years now, but anything you think of time, anything before 2000 as being a while ago, anytime you say in the 2000s, then it just doesn't seem like that's not that long ago. Was he still active playing at the time, or had he retired from playing?
No, he retired from playing in 1973.
Okay.
And he still had his restaurant business here in New Ulm. And, you know, it just got to be a lot of work trying to take care of the band and the restaurant. He would play jobs, you know, several miles away, and he and the other musicians wouldn't get back here to New Ulm until, like, the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And then my dad would have to open up his cafe at 6 a.m., and that it just got to be too much.
Well, and for folks that are listening now, you have to realize that back in those days, the jobs went from, like, 9 o'clock at night till 1 in the morning or so.
They did, and then you have to factor in the driving time to, you know, get everything packed up and get in the car and get home.
Right,
yeah.
And not for that high a pay back in those years. Nowadays, maybe the bands get just a little bit more money, but, you know, back in those days, and I was playing and working in that circuit too, it was real common to get $10, $12, maybe $15 a person back in those years. So, and granted, things weren't as expensive back then, but still, there was a lot of time spent with the travel time and everything for $10 or $15, you know. So, if it was a side job, it was bonus money, but, you know, it was tough to do both. Sure took its toll.
Yeah, it did. But, you know, the years go by and, you know, inflation, you know, that has an effect on everything. And it just, it didn't work very well. But fortunately, my dad, he did make recordings. He, you know, long playing records of his music. And he also played at the Mankato television station.
Oh, the Bandwagon Show, yeah.
Yes. So there's recordings of that. And now his records have been turned into CDs. So it's you can still listen to Don Morris and the Jolly Germans.
That's so neat. And we're going to do that today after we finish the interview part of the show. And so we're looking forward to that. Now, in the meantime, while Don is busy with his career, your mom had a career, too.
Yes, she did. After they closed their cafe, my mom went back to work here at Domeyer's German Store in New Ulm. And Domeyer's German Store is where she grew up because her mother and father started the store in 1934.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and so she worked alongside my aunt Marlene Domeyer.
Okay. Yes, and that's, now I didn't get to know your mom. When I came onto the scene, Marlene was owning and operating the store, and just a wonderful lady. and you worked hand in hand with her. She had some health issues and had a leg taken off, and so she wasn't always able to get around. And so you really came into play. You were young and were able to climb the stairs and get around and stock the shelves, and so that's where you got your start, huh?
Yeah. When I was a little girl, though, I did work in the store.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, like weekends, like in any family business, everyone in the family pitches in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of grow up that way, and that's how they learn a lot.
And I'll bet back then, as a little girl, you didn't see this day coming where you are the owner of the store and calling all the shots pretty much, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
And paying the bills. Oh, goodness.
That's part of it.
Yep, yep. Well, Marlene passed away just a couple of years ago, huh?
Let's see. It was 2017, so it's already
six years. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I suppose it was kind of maybe dropped in your lap, or did you have to kind of apply for the ownership, or how did that all come apart?
No, I knew this was coming down the line.
Okay.
And, you know, I paid attention to everything that my aunt taught me.
You did.
Yeah, you know, she taught me well, I think. You know, she wanted the store to go on, so, and I enjoy it.
No, that's good. That's good. And you had actually gone to school for a different career, or you had pursued a different career at one time, didn't you?
I did. When I you know, graduated from high school, I went to college, and I got a degree in communications, both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and I worked at the University of Minnesota in marketing and communications for many, many years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then eventually my attention was needed down here in New Ulm, so I took an early retirement from the university, and now I'm here.
Well, good. And we'll talk just a little bit about Domeyer's store right now. It is unique. I mean, it is. I don't think there's another one like it. If you get 10 people in there, the place is full. But that's not to scare people away, because we come in there on Oktoberfest, and there's always at least 10 people in there, it seems, when we're there. And you just kind of move with the crowd, and you can see most everything. And you get a lot of those items from the old country, don't you?
We do. We do. We have an importer's license, and I work with the same companies in Germany that my grandmother and my aunt worked with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they started to go to Germany in the 1960s.
Okay.
And they established relationships with a lot of small family-owned companies.
Okay.
And now I'm dealing, you know, with the descendants of those people.
Sure, sure. And so for folks that have never been there, you can find pickles of all sorts. You can find sauerkraut. You can find red cabbage, noodles, and the different various kinds of noodles. And those are just some of the food items. There's candies, and there's there's cuckoo clocks, and there's gnomes, and there's music. You sell CDs there. And, well, you take it from there, and you know much better what's all on your shelves.
Okay. Yeah, we have about 50 different styles of cuckoo clocks.
Okay.
We have a lot of beer steins, beer glasses, beer mugs. So you'll always have a container or an antique to put on your shelf.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of wood ornaments from the Erzgebirge section of Germany. We have glass Christmas ornaments. We have elves, you know, like the garden elves.
Sure.
Also from Germany. Lots of different varieties of chocolate. Goodness, we have German greeting cards, advent calendars, both the paper kind and then also the chocolate filled for children.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of European licorice, both the strawberry, the red, and the black.
Wow.
Yeah,
we've seen it all when we've been there, and you can't just spend 5 minutes in the store. You have to take time and just make all the corners because there is so much tucked. And you have the German hats, those official like felt type hats that you mm-hmm. see all the people wear at the German Fests and Oktoberfests, and you have those there.
We do. We have several styles, including the Alpine hiking hat.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they're made of felt. They're real wool. And we have a large selection of hat pins. Some even come with feathers. We have the Gemsbarts, which are the big brushes. They're made from goat hair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a nice variety. I just got in a big shipment a few days ago. So we have an array of different sizes also.
And what lures you in right off the bat is the sound of that music. You always have music playing, and you have the best music. I mean, from Alex Meixner and his German recording to your dad's music can be heard, some of the other German-American bands, it's just really neat.
Yeah, we've got waltzes, polkas, schottisches, Lendlers, German marching bands. It's a good variety.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Well, Ann, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. If we can ask you to hold that thought, I'll read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
All right. So greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. It's a great time of the year with the leaves changing color and hunting seasons kicking into full gear. Lots of folks moving around. All of that activity usually involves food and eating. The St. Joe Meat Market always has just a wonderful selection of snacking meats and foods on hand for in your backpack to meet items to center your sit-down meal around after a hard day of hunting. Yes, you'll find many flavors of jerky and snack sticks, the little snack packs, all vacuum packaged, ready to grab and go. And then there is a full meat counter of fresh and smoked meats for your full meal. Come in and see for yourself. And new this week are smoked chicken drumsticks. Yes, vacuum packaged in approximate 1 pound packages for just $2.99 per pound. The brat of the week this week is a good one. It's our smoked sauerkraut brat. They have been very popular and selling very well since we introduced them. They start with a blend of lean pork and beef trimmings, add a German-style seasoning, and generous amounts of sauerkraut, cook them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses. They are so good in the oven, in the frying pan, or off the grill in a bun. As always, you can come in this week, take 30 cents off each package all week long at the checkout counter in unlimited quantities while supporting, and many other in-store specials await you when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. And that is the St. Joe Meat Market. And Ann, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before. We put up a nice package at the meat market. We're planning to come down to Oktoberfest next weekend, so we'll bring that along for you and hand it off to you and hope that you and those around you would enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
That sounds just wonderful. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
You're very generous.
Well, and the feelings are mutual. You are such a great proprietor there and so welcoming. And folks that have not been there, they don't know what they're missing. I can just assure them. You will truly remember your visit to Domeyer's. And your comments, Ann?
Oh, well, thank you so much for mentioning Domeyer's German store. It's a wonderful store, and we get people from all over the upper Midwest,
mm-hmm.
From the East Coast, the West Coast. We get people from Germany, from all over the world. In fact, a few weeks ago, we had a young couple from Venezuela and two nice older ladies from India.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love the customers. they're so happy to be in the store, and I really enjoy talking with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is just great. You bet. Well, if we can step back in time here just a moment. So did you ever have the inclination to play a musical instrument and play with your dad's band at all?
No, I think part of it was because I was too young.
Okay.
I was just a teeny tot when he started the store, or when he started his band. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really talented musically.
Well, I've heard of I've heard of those that are not, and they usually say they can still play the radio.
Oh,
and that's important for you because you do a radio spot every week on KNUJ New Ulm Radio, don't you?
I do. I think it's in its 40th year now.
Really?
And I picked it up after my aunt passed away.
Okay.
Which was about 6 years ago. She ran Domeyer's German store her whole life. Mm-hmm. And for many years had the Music from Germany program, which runs every Sunday after the 4 o'clock news.
Sure.
And after my aunt passed away, the manager at the radio station asked me to pick up that
okay.
project again. So it's a wonderful program. It features bands from German bands. These are bands that are based in Germany.
Okay.
And it's the music is interspersed with talk about German cultural events, history, traditions, German food, what Germans like and what they don't like, what their habits are. It's very entertaining, and my goal is to make people happy.
Well, that's great.
When they listen to this.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice program. And I know that there are fans out there. I have people who come in the store, and they tell me that they really enjoy the program.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is great. And, both of us agree it is so important to keep some of those traditions going. And maybe we kind of underestimate ourselves because we think, well, that's for the older people. Well, guess what? We're getting to be those older people now. So I think it's pretty special that you're stepping up. And, I feel the same here working at the radio station. We need to keep these things going for all of our good listeners. So
mm-hmm.
You bet. That's wonderful.
Well, people look forward to certain things in their lives. And when they find a radio program or a television program that they enjoy, it's important that it keeps going. It gives them continuity.
Yep.
They come away from it feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so glad that the Music from Germany program is on Sunday. It's in the afternoon after 4 o'clock. So everybody has a chance to tune in. And I know that because it also runs on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
There are people from all over the world who tune in.
Oh, yes.
So, and I really enjoy writing the script for it every week and compiling the music. It gives me a chance to do some research. And then I put everything together and I turn it over to an announcer from KNUJ. Her name is Amy Zenz,
mm-hmm.
and she has a German background, and she does a marvelous job every Sunday.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. And yeah, with technology now, we too here at Chasm, we stream. So you could literally be in a rocket ship heading for the moon and you can get KASM just like you can get KNUJ.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a neat thing. Used to hear people say that, gosh, I'd really like to listen to her program, but it's down in New Ulm and our radio just doesn't pick it up. But now with modern technology, you can pretty much pick up any radio station that is on the internet, and you can tune into those programs. So it's new technology.
Yeah, it's the way technology should work for all of us.
That's right. You bet. Well, you know, and we had talked about earlier, the big event is this weekend is the Oktoberfest, that's a first weekend celebration. And are you familiar with a little bit of the schedule, what people might see when they come into New Ulm on Saturday or even Friday already?
Yes, it's Friday and Saturday. That's this coming Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th. And during that weekend, it's held in two locations, the downtown, and then also at the Best Western Plus Hotel, which is on the south end of town. Mm-hmm. And then the following weekend, which is October 13th and 14th, the 13th, it's down at the Best Western again, also on Saturday. But then the really wonderful part of Oktoberfest that I like the best in New Ulm is on Saturday, October 14th, and it's out at the Shells Brewery. You know, the setting is so perfect. It's like being in a beer garden or in the Black Forest in Germany. It's a wonderful location. They have a good celebration organized. They've got the horse-drawn beer wagon, the tapping of the keg, you know, the speeches, and you feel like you are in Germany.
You bet.
So both weekends are very lively and well attended.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and we come down the first weekend, and I know that there's a parade in the morning, so that's always a highlight. And what's neat about the parade is most of it is all residents from all over, and they're so proud of their heritage, and they carry signs stating their name or, you know, the region they're from. So I just really enjoy seeing all of that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful parade. It's called the German American Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who has German ancestors is welcome to partake in the parade or watch it. And they often carry German flags and American flags, too. And they identify themselves by their last name.
And you might see a float, for example, of like a hay rack with Grandpa and Grandma sitting up on top in a rocking chair. Maybe their children walking and probably carrying some of their little ones. Maybe Grandpa and Grandma are holding the grandkids or even great-grandkids. So the whole family gets involved in the parade.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Everyone here is very proud of their German heritage.
You bet.
And they show it. They're happy to do that.
And then usually there's music on almost every float, too. One of the grandkids or the kids plays the concertina or the accordion. And so, yeah, you hear lots of upbeat, uplifting music.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I call it happy music.
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel good.
You bet. That's so true. Well, Ann, our time has about run out. Again, I usually ask about this time of the program if there's any special memory that you have. And it could be with the store, it could be with your aunt or your mom working in the store, or it might be your dad and the polka music and the polka band. What do you have for us today?
Well, I always remember Polka Day, and it was such an amazing experience for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because the normally, you know, sedate business section of town, it was just elbow to elbow with people. That the size of the population of the town doubled here in New Ulm. There were bands everywhere. The music was so wonderful. Maybe a little loud, but it was just elbow to elbow people, and everyone was having such a wonderful time dancing.
Oh, really?
And it just went on and on for hours. It really put this community on the map, I think.
So true. I was able to partake in a couple of those New Ulm Polka Day celebrations, and they always had that big parade on Monday night, and When I came down there the first time, probably 14 years old, my dad and mom brought me along down, along with some other relatives and friends, a carload of people. But what impressed me was you've seen all of these polka bands, one after another, in the parade. So you've probably seen Fez Fritzy, and you've seen Harold Laufenmacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen, and you've seen Elmer Scheid, and all of those bands that were from that New Ulm area. I'm sure your dad's band as well. Then after they were done with the parade, which usually took about an hour, they would all take a corner of part of New Ulm and would continue to play all night till midnight. And so I just pinch myself when I think back how I could walk on one corner and see Fez Fritzy and then walk down a block and a half or so and see Elmer Scheid playing. And go around the corner on another block, there is Harold Laufenmacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen and, you know, Babe Wagner Band someplace around there. And then at the ballroom, it was always the Jolly Lumberjacks. And so there were so many good polka bands back in those years.
You described polka days perfectly.
Yeah.
It was a sensory overload.
Yeah, it's so true.
and every minute of it was wonderful.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just think back and I think how lucky I was to live in the era that I did. My kids and the next generations don't have any idea what they missed, and it's just too bad that they had to discontinue some of those celebrations and traditions, but it's just the way the world has turned.
Yep, it is.
So,
but we go on.
We do. And with that, it's not any doom and gloom, because guess what? Domeyer's is still there, and there's so much good left in the Oktoberfest. So we welcome people to come on down to New Ulm this weekend, next weekend, whatever works out for you, and partake in the big Oktoberfest. Stop over at Domeyer's. And anything else you want to add to that, Ann?
No, I think you said it well.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we want to take this opportunity for you taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And like we've always told you before, the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road. We can do this show another time again.
I sure hope so. I really look forward to it.
Well, that's great. We want to wish you a good day today, Ann. And I'll talk to you off the air here in just a moment. But yeah, have a great day.
Thank you, Si. And bye-bye.
There she goes, Ann Morris of Domeyer's German Store in New Ulm. Our 478th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. We'll be back with you in just moments. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians come and play. And what a wonderful guest. Yes, Ann Morris, Dohmeyer's German store in New Ulm, joining us today and talking about the upcoming Oktoberfest and also being part of the family of Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. Well, we're going to start out with music by the Jolly Germans right now, Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, and it's one called the Jolly German March. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Jolly German March. It's waltz time with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. And right now, this one is one called Carol Ann Waltz. Thank you. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans and one called the Carol Ann Waltz. Taking us to 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 79 degrees, our current temperature in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie sending me information yesterday says, hello, happy October to all of our listeners from Jeannie B's Tours. It's time to reserve your seats on the fun, the fall fun tours like the silly, hilarious Church Basement Ladies. New show, A Mighty Fortress is Our Basement. This departs on October 31st for the Ames Center in Burnsville, Minnesota, and maybe the musical Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Log Theater. The music of Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lewis, Lee Lewis would be among your favorites. So join, oops, I almost made it go away. Join Jeannie B's tour on November 9th. For a great luncheon show, Christmas in Branson and Eureka Springs, Arkansas, departs on November 10th for 7 days of nonstop festive fun. Six shows, including Daniel O'Donnell, the Presleys, Clay Cooper's Country Christmas, the Haygoods, the hits of the 60s and 50s, eight meals, sightseeing, six nights lodging, and holiday goodies and Christmas present prizes on the Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach. There are eight seats waiting for you if you call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581, and she says soon. Nashville Christmas Memories leaves on the 24th of November. Join this tour and you will experience 3 nights at the beautifully decorated Opryland Hotel. All of the sights of Nashville. December 2nd, you can see the comical Church Basement Ladies in their holiday show or enjoy the outstanding performance of the Jersey Boys at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater for the matinee luncheon show. Mark your calendars for the Jeannie B's Tours 2024 Flyout Extended Tours Travel Show on November 1st. And that takes place from 9 to 11 or 1:30 to 3:30. And that's all at Jeannie B's Tour Office in Freeport. An included meal will be served at noon for guests attending either session that day. Please RSVP for your time preference. Jeannie B invites you to hop on board and enjoy the tour of your choice. As always, remember, seeing is believing. And that's information for you from Jeannie B's Tours in Freeport, Minnesota. And I can just add to that that, you know, there's a lot that goes into hosting a tour company and planning all these trips. And since COVID, it has gotten more intense, all of the planning that is necessary. So Jeannie does just a great job, and her whole staff there, the whole gang, Art and Estelle and all of them, they just do a wonderful job. So you will certainly be entertained when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. So check them out this week. Jeannie B's Tours proudly bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Coming up on 28 minutes past the hour of 12, 79 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. And always, I should mention with Jeannie B's Tours, I talk pretty fast there, so maybe you didn't quite get it all. So give Jeannie a call tomorrow or stop in her Freeport office and see her, and she'll tell you in detail, nice and slow, what you can all expect on all of these tours. There's color brochures and all sorts of things to help you decide. You bet. All right, back to the music of Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. It's one called the Clarinet Polka. Thank you. Don Morrison, the Jolly Germans, a great recording there of the clarinet polka. Music continues with Don Morrison, the Jolly Germans. This one's called Lenny Selner's Troller Waltz. Don Morrison is Jolly Germans with one called Lenny Selner's Troller's Waltz. Here's one called the Dreamer's Polka. Don Morrison is Jolly Germans, one called the Dreamer's Polka. Music continues, it's waltz time, the Mountain Meadow Waltz. Thank you. John Morrison, the Jolly Germans, one called the Mountain Meadow Waltz. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with one by Don Morrison, the Jolly Germans, one called To the Beer Cellar March. Don Morrison is Jolly Germans, one called To the Beer Cellar March. Wrapping up our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.